We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
BlueWire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
1 second. Middleton. Chris Middleton.
Got it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey there. Welcome to the Eurostep, a Milwaukee Bucks podcast, proudly a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I am Ty Windisch. I am here with a true paramour, Rohan Kadi. Had to go with that. It is Valentine's Day as we're recording, as this episode will come out. So, paramour Rohan, how's it going?
I'm doing fine. I was not expecting that, but you know what? Sure.
Why not, right? Why not? It's more like the Valentine's Day massacre on my stock sheet right now.
I thought you were just going to get into something in your personal life real quick, and I got real scared.
Nope. Nothing like that. Just on the stock sheet, folks. Just on the stock sheet. But this is a Eurostep stock report episode or investors meeting. Or we kind of have like three names for these right now, but it's strictly focused on the Bucks stock market, which, of course, is also, you know, kind of all about all things Bucks because they're pretty closely tied. So a rough couple games for the Bucks, losing in Phoenix and in Utah. The Phoenix game close, the Utah game not close. We'll talk more about the games in particular on the next episode of the pod, but also a rough market for some Bucks stock market investments, but not all. So let's start with yours, Rohan. So you had four investments didn't move at all. So Horst, DJ Wilson, and Thanasis, there were no changes whatsoever, and Brook Lopez went down and then back up. So those four, just not doing anything. So you figure, okay, you know, a decent to solid week, maybe slightly negative. Well, you got in on Giannis at 10. I did too. We'll get to my portfolio. It's not as fun. Giannis up to 14, so that's a nice gain right there. Two shares of Torrey Craig at 2. Those are now worth 6. Torrey Craig been playing well, so that flipped from an investment of $4 to $12. Rohan is at $37 value plus 12 from the 25 we started with. You might have to start one of those like YouTube series where you're like on the ads before people watch their videos. Like, you want to get rich and drive 6 Lamborghinis? You got to listen to me.
I might have to, honestly. Like, the way this is going, early returns, obviously. This is week two of us doing this. But I'm looking good. I'm looking good right now. 37, yeah. Like you said, plus 12. And that's only on two investments going up, Todd. This is why you got to, again, I will say this. We are not actual financial advisors. Please do not listen to us for actual financial advice. This is a fake stock market. This is fake money. Now that that's out of the way, diversify your portfolio.
The one real bit of investment advice we will give. And always protect your buns. That's number two. My buns are toast. So I had one neutral as well. I had one share of Brook Lopez. That stayed at 1. I appreciated on Giannis as well. I got plus 4. And then one share of White Dante, plus 1. Bought Dante at 5. Got up to 7, but then dipped back down to 6. So plus 1. So, you know, plus 5 between Giannis and Dante. How can I mess this one up? Well, you may remember last week, I thought I could ride a wave of DJ Augustine, freshly up from 0 to 1. I buy 4 shares. In the last three games, it's gone from 1 to negative 1. So I'm in the red on those heavily. My 4 shares went from being valued 4 to being valued negative 4. So that's a tough one to swallow. That literally cancels out all the gains from the other stuff. And I also bought a share of Pat at 5 that is now worth 2. Actually, that more than cancels out the gains. That doubles cancels out. So lost a lot. Minus 6. My total portfolio worth is 19 right now. Not a great start, but listen, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. I'm still going to make millions on the Bucks stock market. I'm convinced. I watched 2 YouTube videos. I know how to day trade now. So we got this, Rohan.
Robinhood application went through.
Exactly. I had to get $20 in my account to allow it. That's too deep of a reference. Those are our liquid portfolios. We also are going to give ourselves $20 more. And again, we're kind of feeling out how this works. So that number may get adjusted. It was 25 the last time. But now that we already have some value, we're doing 20. Also, we will give each other an extra 5 if our shorts of the week pay out. That's what we just had to do with the shorts. Unfortunately, neither one did. I shorted DJ Wilson. It didn't move. Rohan shorted Bryn Forbes. It went up. So our shorts were unsuccessful. That's fine. We still get $20 liquid plus any sales we may want to make on our portfolio. I obviously have some big decisions with this right now, but I'll toss it to you first, Rohan. Are you thinking of selling any of your stocks?
So here's the thing, right? I don't have any investments that are sort of in the red as of right now, like you mentioned up top. So I only have net positives on my investments. And when I bought John Horst, I did not expect that to be a investment that I really was like going to see early returns on. That was a long term investment. I was out here playing the game of life. So maybe after the trade deadline, or maybe leading up to the trade deadline, we'll see. Biomarker, we'll see. Maybe I need to sell early on him when he's high, or I don't know. That's coming up, though. When's the trade deadline? It's like the end of March, right?
I think it is,
March 25th?
So I'll go with that. I have no idea on any dates this year. I'm just clueless, more than usual.
It's like middle to end of March, we'll say that.
Okay, yeah.
So that's when the horse stock is really going to start moving here. Brook Lopez is kind of tough because he did go down and bounce back. It's tough, but he's also seeing his play of late. It's sort of hit or miss whether he's going to be actually on. It really, honestly, just depends on how he's feeling that day, whether he's going to be gunning from three or not, because we've seen his defense is sort of the same-ish game to game, teetering, we'll say. We'll save that for the Wednesday pod, sorry. I don't know if I want to sell on Brook Lopez yet or not. DJ Wilson is Thanasis is those two haven't really moved. I don't know if I'm going to make any sales yet.
I'm really torn if I want to make one or not. I'm not cutting my losses on DJA or Pat C yet. DJA, if I can just ride it back to one, at least I can get out no losses. Maybe he ends up at minus 5, and this is a terrible idea, and it's costing me 20 on my portfolio to keep the stock, but I'm going to ride it out. And same with Pat. I'd still think Pat hasn't been terrible. Like, literally, his shot is not falling, and it just makes him look bad. It's cost him an up stock, a down stock in each of the last three games, but I don't hate the way he's playing. He still has, like, 4 turnovers on the season or something ridiculous. Bud still trusts him. He's going to play. So I'm sticking with Pat. I'm not going to sell my one share of Brolo at one. Like, I see some upside there still. I think he's looked a little more spry in the last couple of games. I'm definitely not going to sell Giannis. I mean, that's clearly an upward-moving investment right there. So a little tempted to move on White Dante. I could make a couple other investments there. A down stock in the last game, he was at 7. He's been up and down. He's been interesting in the Jrue Holiday void, trying to help fill it. But I'm a little hesitant to, I just think it's going to be a volatile stock, and I think I kind of want to get out and see if it crashes. So I'm gonna sell my one share of Dante for 6.
Okay. We have our first sale.
Our first sale on the Bucks stock market. So that means I have 26 in liquidity. You still have 20. And we can now proceed to the buys portion of the show. Let me delete this out of my... Actually, I'll keep it there. I'll find a way to mark that I sold that. But I want to keep the record. So, yeah. So let's buy. You have 20. I have 26. Where should we go from here?
I'm gonna hit you with something that you might like really quickly here.
Okay.
I'm gonna buy some Dante.
Oh, he's jumping in where I was. Okay.
People are abandoning ship, evidently, on Dante stock.
My people, one share.
Yes. Hi, it is you. It is you and I. Yep. I'm gonna buy Dante. I feel like you said it's a volatile stock, but he's been looking a little erratic as of late. And the stock hasn't really been dipping too much. It hasn't been dipping an insane amount. So I feel like the only way he can really go is to go for a consistent route, and that's going to just raise his stock. Let me in on some of that white Dante.
Just one?
Yeah, let's go with one. Let's go with one.
Okay. Oh, let me get in the right text box. One white for six. Okay, so your liquidity is down to 14. I'm at 26. I'm going to make a bold move with this. Ooh. This is a stock that actually hasn't, no one's touched it in about a week. No movement. Give me a Bobby Portis. I want a Bobby Portis for 12, which is a high price. People said this is the short of the century. Hasn't even moved since then. There was short buzz around this, and it didn't go down one. I think Bobby Portis is establishing himself as clearly the best bench player. I think he's going to become more important as the season goes on. I think he's going to continue to have this large role. He's had some cold shooting games here and there. He's had some defensive lapses. He's just been too useful. I'm in on Bobby Portis for the long haul. This will be B-O-B-Y. I just make these up as I go for 12. So I am down to 14 now. Liquid, but I'm in on Bobby Portis.
Okay, Bobby Portis is interesting. I was actually thinking about picking him up, but his price is just a little too high. So I currently have, what do I have? I have $14 in liquidity.
We both have $14.
I'm going to buy 2 shares of Pat.
Oh, buying low on Pat Connaughton. Okay, was he at 2?
He's at 2. You know what?
2 Pat C.
Make it 3. Make it 3
Pat C for 6. Okay.
So I figure that, like you said, I'm buying low on Pat. For all the same reasons that you don't want to sell, I want to buy.
Yep.
Like, he has, his shot has not been falling recently. He's in one of his cold stretches. We've seen this in his entire tenure as a Milwaukee Buck, which is 3 years? This is year 3? This is year 3 of
this
Pat?
This is year 3,
oh my
yeah.
goodness.
I know.
And we get 2 more.
At least. At least.
Thank you, Pat. I will say, Giannis signed. Do you think, okay, quick aside, do you think Giannis, as long as Giannis is here, Pat's going to be here?
I don't know. I don't know if as long. Maybe, but I don't think it'll be. I don't think they're going to be that closely tied. I think we'll get to a point, especially like if when Drew extends, that it's just going to be like, okay, yeah, we can't afford to pay Pat however much. Like, I guess it depends if anyone else ever bids. I think that's going to be what it comes down to.
Weren't the Cavaliers interested in Pat Connaughton?
I think so. So it'd be like a reverse Delly, right? Like when Delly got that big Bucks deal and LeBron was like, the Cavs could still match it. LeBron's like, see you, Delly. Love playing with you. You're a great teammate. You're going to crush it in Milwaukee. And everyone's like, you guys could still keep him. And LeBron's like, I just packed your bags. It was a pleasure playing with you. It'd have to be
fun.
One of those.
Dinner's on you next time.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'd have to be. I think someone would have to get involved and be like, we'll give Pat $10 million in the Bucks. So like, Giannis, come on.
Have fun.
We've had Thanasis.
Who's
going to
be here longer, Pat or
years.
Thanasis? That's my next question.
I think I'm actually going to say Pat.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer Thanasis is going to do this. We'll see.
I mean, if he's here.
Maybe. Maybe he'll get swapped out for Costa and we'll get to have fun with Costa or Alex. Who knows? Or maybe all four.
Yeah,
would you keep? Would you roster all four if it meant Giannis never left?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I would too. I've seen some people be like, that's ridiculous, you can't win. Like, really? Really? You're going on contenders and saying, oh, we can't win because of was it 12, 13, 14, 15? No one cares about those players.
No. No, who cares? As long as Giannis stays, like, yeah, go for it. Why not?
Also,
who knows? Like, Alex is good. Alex is good, too.
Costa kind of looks good as well. Also, like, they're probably all, like, very small deals, and you kind of just need players to sign for very little in this position. People are going to be mad about these takes from us. I don't care at all. Let's have Antetokounmpos. Like, I'd rather
How
have him
fun
just...
would that be?
Just
well.
Let the Antetokounmpos be here and never make Giannis play for Greece again. Because, like, Greece handles having Giannis the way other teams' fans think the Bucks handle having Giannis. I'll say that. It's
well, I mean, who knows with Rick Pitino now at the helm?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Oh, I hope they cancel
the
Olympics.
We're going to see the first of that this summer, probably.
Well, we'll see.
I know.
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the stock market. So
yeah,
I just, bought 3 shares of Pat.
You got 8 this bucks is, left liquid.
Yeah. I feel like it's a big.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Investment, like, you know, 3 shares at once. But I'm buying low. I got $2. I got money to play with, you know. I got this inheritance that's coming in. This sudden influx of cash that we're getting, this $20. Like, might as well. Might as well.
You might as well. See, I think I need to be a little safer. Where I'm at right now, where my portfolio's at, I'm keeping some risky investments on the book. On the books. Probably just one book at this point. I can't afford a second book with how my portfolio is going. I got 14. Giannis' stock is 14. Let me get another share of Greek Freak. It's not the most exciting, you know, risky. It's not risky, that's for sure. I think we've seen Giannis get extremely comfortable. Giannis keep the Bucks in these last 2 games that seem like they should have been blowouts with how pretty much everyone else played. But, you know, let me get Greek Freak. Let me recoup some value here before I'm just like, totally, like, literally out of money. Like, I don't want to have to get bailed out by you.
I'll help you out. I'll help you. We'll see. Again, this is a volatile market. Who knows? At this point, next week we might have switched positions.
That's true. It's DJA. DJA. I gotta ride DJA to the moon.
Yes, sir. So you're done. You have nothing left.
Yep. No liquidity left.
So I have $8 to play with here. I was thinking maybe I could not buy as much Pat and then maybe go all in on like a Drew Holiday or something, who's given he's not going to play for a little bit.
Yeah.
We have no idea how long.
We've heard
no
nothing.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is typical Bucks. I'm not surprised at all. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to see any returns on that anytime soon. I have $8 left to play with. It's kind of tough. It's tough. Yes. This is a tough spot here because I feel like the Bucks either have guys that are way too high or they're sort of on the down end. So.
Oh, and just quickly.
Yes.
I hope you weren't going to do this. If a stock is, I'm going full Robin Hood. If a stock is zero or negatives, you can't buy into it because it obviously breaks the game. And, like, you can't buy 100 DJ Augustines and then get $100 liquid. So I don't think that's what you're going to do, but no buys on DJ. You can only selling on underwater positions.
Yeah, I'm not going to just completely break this market. Don't worry.
I'll take 10,000 shares. Now I have $10,000. I'll take 100 Giannis, 100 Chris.
We're not going full Reddit on this one.
No.
So I have $8 left, Reddit. Like I mentioned. I'm going to buy this is tough. I'm going to buy 4 shares of Mike Budenholzer to start off with.
Wow. Oh, I almost did this, but I could not do it. 4 shares of Bud.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So he's been trending a little down. Here's my reasoning. So the Bucks have been losing some games, right?
They have indeed.
They've lost 2 in a row, which by, at this point isn't like a big deal for Milwaukee anymore, especially this season. I think they're going to bounce back. I was looking at their schedule. They play OKC. Then they play Toronto twice. Those 3 seem like, you know, they should be pretty easy, pretty simple games, even though the Bucks have struggled with OKC in recent years. But this is not the same OKC team that's going on there. There's no Russell Westbrook, Paul George, or anything like that. But it should be a relatively easy game. Toronto, eh, who cares? I will die on this hill.
I know you will. Hopefully not too literally.
Yeah. The only way to really go is up, and I see these sort of matchups as an opportunity to mess with some more things schematically and see if things are working. We'll talk more about this on the normal episode, but we've seen some quotes from Giannis where he's like, yeah, that's cool. Like, we're losing some games. We're trying things out. And we're gonna. Yeah. This is gonna be better for us in the playoffs. I like the little dig at the Utah Jazz. Like, oh, they were us last year.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Credit to the Jazz though; they're insane.
Yeah, they're good. They're good, but
a little too early.
If you got trophies for winning all these fun regular season games, Bucks are 2-time reigning champs, and then I'd care a little bit more about this.
I will say it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's like it's like the first Bud year 2 years ago. It's fun. Enjoy it, Jazz fans. Like,
yeah.
Actually, do I want to support Jazz fans?
No.
So maybe not. Sorry.
We all know, like, what LeBron or Kawhi is going to do if the playoff matchup happens, so.
Yeah.
Enjoy it now, I guess.
We saw this is not the same team at all. We saw what Chris Paul on like a torn hamstring like did to them. Yeah. I don't apologize for anything.
No.
So yeah, I'm gonna buy 4 shares of Mike Budenholzer, and I still have $4 left.
Oh yeah, yep. The rich get richer, man.
I still have $4 left. You know what? This is tough. I'm tempted to do something risky, and I might just do it. I might just do it. Give me 4 shares of Brook.
Oh, going in on Brook Lopez. Wow. 4 Brolo.
Like you said, he's looking a little more spry recently, especially in the last game against Utah and Phoenix. But, you know, he's looking a little better. His 3's starting to fall a little bit. It feels like he's sort of hit, like, a mindset where he's like, I got to get myself out of this. I'm struggling this season. I've got to get myself out of this. Otherwise, I'm probably going to get traded. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But I think I'm going to go right in on Brook Lopez.
On Brolo. So, to recap, I sold a white Dante for 6. No sales for you. Your portfolio is too good. Why sell? Why sell? I bought a Bobby Portis and a Giannis. So, like, just the most bare bones day on the market. Just two big ticket items. I'm done. That's all I wanted. You, no sales, but 1 white Dante, 3 Pat Connaughton, 4 Mike Budenholzer, 4 Brook Lopez. That is $20 into a lot of stocks. You talk about volatility. That's how I learned my lesson with DJ Augustine. I was like, you know what? Let me make a couple safe bets. Rohan's like, no. I'm a big baller, shot
scared
caller.
Scared money don't make money.
It's, you know,
I have 6 shares
facts.
Of Brook Lopez now.
You have a lot riding on Brook Lopez. 6 shares of Brook Lopez, all purchased for 1. What could wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong? Brook, please, man. Please. Please.
I just need 2 good DJ Augustine games in a row, and I can get the hell out of that. So,
yeah, just make or a couple you could keep threes. It. You could keep it.
Could let it ride and just
it could
tank
flourish.
This feels like an Amazon play. Like I'm purposefully tanking my numbers so I don't play taxes or something.
There you go.
I'm gonna make millions on Portis and Giannis, but I'm gonna have that red from DJ Augustine on the books. So it's like, let me pay normal person taxes.
Yeah, give me some tax breaks here. Come on, like you can see I'm struggling.
Exactly. You see the vision. Speaking of struggling, It's shorts time. Call this youngster Joey. That's a deep cut reference because we're talking shorts.
I do not understand that.
It's a NPC in I think the first gen Pokemon games. Actually, he probably didn't. He didn't have a name because first gen didn't have a name. But eventually, he had a name. And yeah, he said, "I like shorts. They're comfy and easy to wear. I like shorts. They're comfy and easy to buy." I don't know who I'm shorting yet.
Okay, so this is once again, this is our short of the week where we pick a. We pick a stock that we think is going to fall, and we're sort of shorting it. And if one of us is successful, like you had mentioned up top, we get a $5 bonus. That's our prize for winning the short of the week here. So, you are still thinking about who your short of the week is going to be. I picked Bryn Forbes last week. That did not pay off. Who did you pick? You picked DJ Wilson?
I picked DJ Wilson, yeah. He just didn't play, which is kind of what I expected, but...
So, this is tough. I think I might go with Bryn Forbes again.
Oh, Bryn Forbes again.
He's been hot. I will say that. He's been hot. His stock's been flying up. Even I shorted him at 8, he's now 11. Like he keeps on going up. There's gotta hit a point at some point, right?
You know, I feel the same way about Torrey Craig.
Ooh,
I'm shorting Torrey at 6. He's playing less. He's been fouling a lot. I think Bud's feeling some type of way about Torrey Craig, I think. I'm a little concerned about that. That's never good for a player's long-term investment future. And I just feel like he's been hitting a lot of jumpers lately for a guy whose career three-point percentage is like 30. So,
I will say that this is just a general NBA thing, that more people are hitting shots than
yeah,
usual.
They're just hitting them. They are.
I saw a statistic, and again, I can't remember who tweeted it out. No, I should really be better about this. it's that not teams aren't shooting like insanely better than they usually do this year. It's just like the top hasn't really changed. The bottom has changed in terms of teams. The baseline or the floor is so high for shooting for teams this season. It's just insane. So I think that might just be a general NBA thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly something the Bucks have run into very often, right? Like, just everyone hitting every shot. It's kind of been a trend. So maybe they should stop letting everyone take every shot. Maybe that would be a good thing to do. Who knows? Who can say?
Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? Who would have thought the shot worked
the know,
most?
Bud, we know you're listening to this. I've invested in you. Come on.
Yeah. We'll see how that one goes. You
I'm like
some
the Bucks owners. I've invested in you. Can't let you go now.
Oh, that was good. That was. I did not think of that one. I like that a lot. can't break ties yet.
Nope. Still, I've got a lot riding on you. I got some money invested here.
It's too much.
What am I supposed to do? Pay more money and invest in a different coach? Like, come on. I have some money in you.
I'm going to just buy a couple Darvin Hams in the speculative market real quick. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't think it's happening. I have a little bit of news I need you to react to.
Wait,
before we get going.
Is this breaking news?
No, not really. Okay. Mina Kimes is doing a heel turn and jumping on the Brooklyn Nets bandwagon.
No.
Yeah. She tweeted a bunch of good wrestling gifs about supporting KD and Harden. And it's just like, how many superstars do the Brooklyn Nets need to win? Like, they saw Drew Holiday, Bobby Portis, and friends, and they got shook. And they recruited Mina Kimes. And I can't blame them, but I'm disheartened. I'm disheartened.
Yeah. Mina, if you're listening to this, which you should be.
Probably is, yeah.
Yep. Just don't. Don't. You don't need to do it. You really don't need to do it. It's just like you're jumping jumping on like the Heat. Would you jump on the Heat? Would you jump on like the Warriors when they got KD? Like, come on.
It's like there's so many Pete Carroll, Mike Budenholzer comps that you could make. Like, this is like home rooting for the Bucks for you, Mina. Like, all
maybe
the running, yeah, maybe that is, although I don't know if Steve Nash is that much. I think Steve Nash is kind of just like.
Steve Nash is just chilling.
Out of the way. Yeah.
He's there for vibes.
It's like, who do you guys think should start tonight? Cool. Let's do it.
KD at the 5. Hey, they did it.
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah, Warriors have negative centers right now, but yeah, it was interesting. But yeah, this is some disheartening news I wanted to address properly.
Yeah. Steve Nash is like a culture guy. He's like a. It's like 2010 Virgil.
Virgil Abloh? Are we talking about Virgil Abloh again?
Is that 2 weeks in a row we brought up Virgil?
Virgil Abloh. You know, I think I heard he was actually Bogdan Bogdanovich's agent at one point.
Wait, are you serious?
No. Okay. Oh, but they're both scammers. Oh, brother.
Oh, I'm tired. I did not get that at first.
Yeah, no, definitely that would be an insane confluence of things, though.
Someone say Bogdan, though? Trade?
Oh.
Brook Lopez? Atlanta?
Has he not played?
No, he has a knee injury.
He's still, like, it's. I didn't know it was that serious when it happened, but he's not played.
No, his knee, like, exploded.
Oh, my God. Yep. Best wishes to Bogdan Bogdanovich.
Yeah.
Get well soon.
I don't think he's played since. I don't think it wasn't a serious knee.
It's an avulsion fracture. No timetable yet.
Yeah. So I don't know if you saw the video or not. If you don't search for it, if you don't like seeing these sort of things, then tell you and the viewers. Just his knee buckled and then on a drive, and then his ankle turned as well at the same time, and his foot was like flat on the ground.
Oh.
Like that happened in like a boom boom sequence. It wasn't fun. Brutal. It was not fun.
That's not fun. No, yeah. get well soon. I want him to be fully healthy when Dante DiVincenzo puts buckets on him. So get well soon, Bogdan Bogdanovich. Yeah.
If there's one thing that might anger Dante and get him to do more ferocious takes to the rim than your tweets, it is Bogdan.
They're probably neck and neck at this point. But
they might
be. That's a good point.
They might be. I mean, Kevin Hart comparisons almost traded to Sacramento. Like, same thing.
It's honestly
evidently,
A1 and,
it might be the same thing. He didn't tweet about the Bogdan thing. He tweeted about you.
No, he did. I thought he tweeted about the... He likes tweets.
He
about
liked
the
some tweets. He liked tweets. He didn't actually tweet.
That's true. Yeah, I got a thumbs down, so... The way it goes. The way it goes. Rohan's done. Rohan's done.
That will never not be funny to me.
It's always going to be hilarious.
That was a week ago.
That was a week ago, and like a week before that was trying to get Ersan on the podcast, and he just adds his trainer who never interacts with the tweet at all.
Yeah.
Weird interactions with current and former Bucks on the timeline these days.
Yeah. But, hey, better than no interaction, I guess.
That's true.
Okay. So you picked Torrey Craig as your shot of the week. I picked Bryn Forbes. I don't know. I think the more that you talk about Torrey Craig sort of shorting him, I maybe should have sold on him today. Maybe. But if he is out of the rotation, can't go down.
Cannot go down. That's true. Yeah.
So
the vision for me shorting him is like he gets short run now, and if he has a bad game, he might just be gone and not have a way to like turn that down stock into no movement. So that's how I think I can – like I just need him to go down one, and I can get that extra $5 and then move from that position. So, you know, it's a little guile at play.
There you go. Play in the market, we'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be ruthless.
That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to play the Bucks stock market. We're trying to – make some money on here and have some fun for sure.
Of course,
this is a self-made market. So
it's literally entirely made up by us. So why not have fun with it?
Yeah. So do we have anything else we really need to cover?
I think that's everything.
Yeah. We've seen some portfolios blossom. We've seen some rough times. not going to say who's who. We've seen a lot of investments though. We have seen a lot of investments. You having two shares of Giannis might be a power play, because I still only have one. You have two shares of big hitters, and plus you got Bobby Portis too. That's another big hitter.
I don't really have any
big hitters.
I wanted to get it on Chris, but even with the Dante sale, I was like, it'd be Chris, and I couldn't get Giannis. I couldn't get Bobby. Not worth it for me right now. I want to get it on Chris soon though, even though it's a slight slide right now. I don't think it's going to be a long term thing.
Yeah, so my vision right here, I'll say, is get in on some players low, get in on a lot low, so if they go up even a little bit, I'm making some money. That way, I can get into more big hitters.
There you go.
It's long-term vision. Again, we're not real financial investors. but yeah, I guess if that's it, we can wrap up this episode of the Bucks stock market meeting / investors meeting / please give us some titles and what you think edition of the Eurostep here on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. If you did enjoy, leave a rating and subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. Make sure you're telling all of your family and friends about the pod. I am begging you all to please stay safe out there. Please. And we will talk to you next time.